Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q2 2013 results conference call. I'm Goran, the conference call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Erez Arroy, co-CEO of SHL Telemedicine. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here on a happy result. Me and Mr. Antebi, our CFO, will run through the results, and of course we'll leave time for questions. I think we'll start with the presentation on page 4, but overall I would say that the first half of the year marked continuing improving results in SHL, overall in SHL, plus, of course, even though it's not consolidated yet, the announcement of our acquisition of the Almeda Healthcare Services business, which I'll touch in a second. But if I start from page 4 with Germany, Germany is on track with the continuing recruiting of a patient in under the contract with AOK Bayern and IKK Südwest. Recruited already over 1,000 patients overall, and will of course continuing this recruitment. As a reminder, with AOK Bayern is mainly COPD patients, pulmonary lung disease, under our telemedicine services, and IKK Südwest is still congestive heart failure patients, and this is a contract which we concluded last year, and main recruitment is done this year, and of course the years in the years to come. These are long-term contracts. The second and important action of this year in Germany is the acquisition of Almeda Healthcare Services. Almeda is the healthcare services business, is telehealth business, is telemedicine businesses, which have some major contracts with providers in Germany, like the largest customer is DKV, and it's operated from Munich. The business is similar in nature of what SHL is doing in Germany. It will contribute to the SHL business somewhere between $7 to $10 million dollars, an annual $7 to $10 million a year, of course. It is part of a major part of the contract is a commitment of AKV, the largest customer, to stay with the business with the business for the next 7 years. Which made, of course, the acquisition from our point of view very attractive. I can all, again, since the closing is not done yet, and it's meant to be by the end of this year, and it's proceeding as planned by now. But we can say that the consideration for the business will not have any material effect on the SHL cash position, and we believe it is a very attractive deal for SHL, of course. In Israel, it's a consistent and a strong financial performance. It's still the market leader in Israel. It's a very important knowledge base as a platform for the company. Israel has a highly loyal subscriber base with the average time of the service of around 8 years, which creates a long-term recurring revenue. We successfully implemented a CHR program like in Germany with two Israeli major providers, Clalit and Lumit. And we expect launching a program, additional program with the healthcare insurer quite soon. That's regarding Israel. As for India, we Already we have, as I said in the beginning of the year, that we will have a few contracts already this year. We already signed three important agreements with hospitals in India in the first 6 months, and we will sign a few more by the end of the year. We have a clear strategy there. The hospital will have to do the selling and the delivering, actually, the patients, the subscribers, while we will do the medical technology and the medical services of the telemedicine services, and we will do a certain revenue share. We expect out of each hospital like this to provide between $3 to $5 million over a term of 3 years. And we are very satisfied from the first, from the initial signs from the Indian market. As for the financial information, I will turn over the mic to Eran Antebi. Please, Eran.
Hi, everyone. In terms of our financial performance during the first six months and the second quarter of 2013. First of all, we've seen, as we've stated at the beginning of the year, we've seen improved overall financial performance. This comes from, first of all, from our revenue growth in Germany. We've seen in constant exchange terms and revenue growth of 20% quarter over quarter, 20% half during this half year compared to the first half of 2012, and which has of course given us improved financial performance. Israel is continuing to show strong financial performance, with a slight revenue growth for the quarter compared to the second quarter of 2012, and is continuing to deliver strong operating performance and cash flow. We've shown improved efficiency and in our business, and this together with, as we've also stated during the last quarter, a one-time lowering of old potential liability has given us improved financial performance. If we go and look at the next page, look at our second quarter results, we see revenues of 7.4 million compared to 6.6 million in the second quarter of 2012. Our gross profit amounts to 3.9 million compared to 3.7 million, and our operating profit amounted to $400,000 compared to an operating loss of $600,000 in the second quarter of 2012. We finished the quarter with a net income of $100,000, break even, compared to a net loss of almost $1 million in the second quarter of 2012. If we look at the next slide, at our half yearly results, we see that we're with revenues of $14.5 million compared to $13.6 million. If gross profit of 7.6 compared to 7.3 million. And an operating profit for the half year of $600,000 compared to an operating loss of $1.3 million. In terms of our net income, we're at a net loss for the half year of $300,000 compared to a net loss of $2.3 million in the first half of 2012. In terms of our balance sheet, there isn't a significant change from the balance sheet that we've shown over the previous quarters. We have current assets, which are significantly more than our total liabilities. Equity of 60 million out of over 60 million out of a balance sheet of almost 100 million, which is equity of over 60% of the balance sheet. We have cash and marketable securities of $27.5 million, and there is no other significant change in our fixed assets and intangible assets. In terms of our cash flow for the quarter, we have cash used in operations of $800,000 compared to cash provided by operating activities in the second quarter of 2012 of $3.8 million. This comes. This is because in the second quarter of 2012, we have received the payment from Philips, whereas in 2013 we have received this payment in the first quarter of 2013. So it's when we see the half-year cash flow, we'll be able to really understand how 2013 is compared to 2012. In terms of investing activities, we've invested $800,000, same as in 2012, mainly for R&D and purchasing of telemedicine devices that we provide to our subscribers. We have repaid loans of $200,000, and overall, our cash is down by $1.6 million during the second quarter of 2013. If we look at the half year, we can see that compared to 2012, we've generated $3.2 million of cash compared to $2.9 in 2012. We have invested $1.9 million compared to $1.6 million in 2012. We've prepaid loans in the amount of $1.3 million. And in dollar terms, due to the fact that the Israeli shekel has gained compared to the U.S. dollar, and the fact that most of our cash and marketable securities are in Israeli shekels, we have an effect of a positive effect of exchange rate changes, which overall brings our cash reserves up by $700,000. And so from the beginning of the year, where we had $26.8 million in the bank, we have $27.5 million at the end of the first half.
Thank you, Elan. We'll be happy to answer questions.
The first question is from Mrs. Carla Bensiker from Bank von Tobel. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Carla.
I have several questions. First of all, related to Alameda, how far do you want to integrate this company in your operations in Düsseldorf, or do you want to keep it as a separate entity?
At this point, we are going to keep it as a separate entity from offices and call center point of view, and we'll do a lot of other joint efforts together, but we'll keep the offices there in Munich.
Okay. And then maybe in Germany as well. Can you disclose how many patients you have enrolled for AOK at the moment? Or at the end of half year? Or just
No, we can say that we recruited overall around 1,000.
Around 1,000?
Actually, over 1,000 for both companies, for ALCA and it's over 1,000 for ALCA and IKK. We can disclose that.
Okay. And then more financial questions. G&A was very low in the second quarter. Can you explain why and how sustainable this is?
Yeah. As I've said, we had a one-time. During the first quarter and this quarter, it was a one-time write-off of the old of an old liability. It's one-time and it's not sustainable over time. So what you will see in the next quarters is a return to a normal rate of G&A.
Okay. And the gross margin was lower than I was expecting in the second quarter. And it seems to me that this recovery is not going very fast. Is this related to AOK and IKK because it's the testing phase, or can you explain maybe how this is going to move going forward?
Again, I didn't understand the question totally and the relationship between the gross profit and your question relating to AOK and IKK.
So I was just wondering why the gross margin was not improving that much in the second quarter, because, I mean, if I look at last year, you had quite a jump between the gross margin in Q1 and Q2, which seems not to have happened this year. And I'm just wondering what the reason is that we don't see an improvement on the gross margin side, whereas you see a nice improvement on the EBIT front. I mean, that's clear, that's due to the one-time effect, I guess, but why don't we see an improvement despite higher sales on the gross margin?
I think that, you know, what we see, again, what we see here is our, is our current gross margin percentage. In 2012, I think there were a couple of changes, or, again, I think one times that lowered the gross profit, but this is our current rate. And I think that when we continue to see revenue growth, we will continue to see improved margin. I don't expect our cost of sales to go up by much.
Okay, but you don't expect that it will return to over 60% in the near future. So the next year, for example.
You know what, we don't comment on next year yet.
Okay. And then the last one is on the tax rate. Can you maybe give us kind of a guidance what you expect now for the full year? What kind of tax rate? Yeah, tax rate.
Well, what you see for the quarters on the tax side is what we will see during, you can just multiply it by four, pretty much. Or take the half year and multiply by two. There is no, there won't be a significant change. Mm.
Okay, great. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ella.
The next question is from Mr. Roger Trubb from AWP. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Actually, two questions and maybe later on a third one. What are your expectations for revenues this year? And in combination with that, do you still expect to, I take you still expect to reach break-even and to post a net profit in this year?
We couldn't hear you that well, but if I understood right, you asked what are our revenues and profitability expectation for this year. As I said in our guidance for this year, we did not give exact guidance toward the revenues and the profitability. I think the thing that we said last year, and we confirm it at this point, that we will see a significant improvement in our overall financial results, and we confirm that. And we will see that this year. We'll see it in revenue and profitability. What will be the exact a range of guidance for the revenues? We did not provide that this year.
Okay, and just very much focused, of course, on the German market and made inroads into the Indian market. Israel is still going strong. Will that be the three main markets, are you targeting yet another market?
Of course, our major market at this point is Germany, which we obviously we invest a lot of effort, time, and resources. We do invest quite a significant amount of resources in business development in the last 2 years in order to penetrate to other markets besides Germany, India, and Israel.
One is, of course, is the United States, where we have been under a non-compete agreement until the end of 2012, and it's over. So, and we prepare, we do a lot of preparation of re-entering the U.S. In the near future. And we have some, I can say that we have some other market that we will see signed maybe already this, the end of this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at the moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining our conference, and we'll talk again probably next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.